English breakfast.
Man, I feel like drinking a king-size glass. 8:13 a.m. And if all's gone to plan, we should have Martin Baer on the phone, director of Kinshasa Symphony. Martin, can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Fantastic. It's always a little scary when we get someone on the phone. I never know if it's going to work, but this time it did, and we're happy with that. Alexander's also here. I believe you already know Alexander.
We met at ITFA after one of the screenings. Hello, Alexander. Good morning.
Good morning. How's life in Berlin at the moment?
Fine. It's pretty cold, actually. We're expecting the first snow. We're still full of all the impressions we had at Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. My little daughter and me, we really enjoyed our stay at ITFA.
Mm-hmm. Were you one of the prize winners, or just because I missed that partly?
No. We could have had the audience award. I mean, if you have 200 films and your film is among the top 10, that is a reason to celebrate, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wasteland is the prize winner for the audience award. Unfortunately, I couldn't watch that film, but I certainly will. But we are very, very happy that people in Amsterdam obviously enjoyed Kinshasa Symphony so much that they voted us among the top 5.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I also see, I'm looking here on IMDb, and you get 8.3 out of 10. IMDb tends to be a pretty tough marking place, so you've got there as well.
Yeah, it is amazing that a film which came out of a documentary filmmaker's idea from Berlin, Germany, and it's a pretty special subject if you think classical music in Congo isn't what the whole world seems to be interested in.
Right.
The film seems to do well in all parts of the world. I mean, we won a first prize, an award in South Korea, Jecheon Film Festival, an award at Rhode Island Festival, and one in Buenos Aires, and that already tells you that people all over the world seem to get intrigued by the story. It's obviously not only our film, it is the subjects, the protagonists, those musicians from Congo. I mean, they are amazing.
It certainly seems to be the human element that is so attractive about this film. I'm looking at the IMDb entry right now, but perhaps rather than me trying to describe it from the synopsis there, you could say a little about the film for the people listening at home.
I think the point of the film is one of the poorest countries of the world, Congo. You see that on the news quite frequently. And usually the Africans, I mean the 60 million, the few of the Congolese you see there, it's a people of, I think, more than 40 million. The Congolese you see, they're always the victims of war, famine, terror, corruption. And we happen to find a pretty large group of Congolese who are not the victims, but they do something about their situation. And they do something very unexpected. They create a symphony orchestra, and they dedicate a lot of their time to something which is not connected to mere survival, but it is far beyond that. And I think that is the difference to many important and good Congo films or films about Africa. I mean, the difference is here the Africans are the ones who do something. It is not about UN mission or about people coming from Europe to tell the Africans how to do it.
Sure.
It's about them. Mm-hmm. And I believe that is the big difference. And I hope and I find that audiences really get that point.
Martin, can you explain the moment? Can you tell us from, which is also in your film, the moment when you describe how you found the symphony orchestra and what happened to you at that moment?
When Klaus Wischmann and me heard about the symphony orchestra, we couldn't really believe it. He called me and said, "You, Martin, you have done a couple of films in Africa. Is there a symphony orchestra in Kinshasa?" And I said, "Sorry, I've never been to Kinshasa myself, but all I know tells me no symphony orchestra in Kinshasa. I mean, they don't even have a working postal system. Nothing. It's all chaos. No chance." So we went, and I was proven wrong. The orchestra is there, and it has been there for 15 years. So one day around noon, pretty hot, Kinshasa, almost 40 degrees, we walked along one of those market streets, and it is dusty and hot and noisy. You turn a corner and you hear Mendelssohn. You hear a group of people singing 42. Psalm, and I cannot sing it, but the lines in German are, "Wie der Hirsch schreit, so schreit meine Seele zu dir." I find that pretty difficult to pronounce, not to mention to sing. And it is just beautiful. And those, the singers, the choir, they were amazing. And it was such a touching moment. I'll never forget that. And from that second on, we were sure we wanted to make a film about them.
Mm-hmm.
And the admiration and the awe we felt that brought us through the many weeks we spent with the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. So the story is told through a number of protagonists, participants of the symphony orchestra. How did you select these the people you wanted to be in the film, and you deal with their daily problems as well, and that makes the film such an intriguing kind of portrait of Kinshasa.
The orchestra and the musicians were very happy about the idea to make a film about them as an orchestra. They thought, okay, those Europeans are coming and they film our concert. So when we tried to explain to them, look, we are interested in your daily life as well. We want to come to your homes, to your workplaces. We want to see where you live and what you do for a living. They didn't really understand that. It took a lot of talking and convincing to give us access to their lives apart from the rehearsal hall and the stage.
Why was that?
Once we had done that, it was just great. I mean, it is not easy to do that when you don't speak Lingala. But we decided to have the whole film and all the interviews made in Lingala, so it was all through interpreters. The more time we spent with the protagonists or with the whole orchestra, the more choice it was. It became even more difficult because to make a choice, because there's so many great and interesting stories. So sometimes that decision was made just by intuition, and sometimes we were just lucky. So it took me a couple of weeks of filming to discover that the guy who was always helping us with electricity and tools, and if he needed a ladder, he would be there. And very nice guy, Joseph. And only after a couple of weeks I realized, hey, Joseph is playing in the orchestra. When he's done helping us with the lights, he picks up a viola and he joins the orchestra. He says, hey, Joseph, you're actually a musician. He said, of course I am a musician. Everybody has to do. I mean, we all amateurs. We all have jobs. So everybody does what he can. And he has a hairdresser salon, and he is an electrician, and he plays the viola. So and he became the first. I mean, if you watch the film, he's the first person you see. He's on that 15 or 10 meter mast trying to fix
the electricity.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he has to fix the bulb, and for 2 minutes or more, there's no lighting on the orchestra, and he fixes that, and then they can rehearse again. I remember that scene very well. It's very
lively. That is daily life. I mean, there's not a single day in Kinshasa with 24 hours electricity. Mm-hmm. It breaks down all the time, and there are neighborhoods where they hardly ever have electricity. So that is just one of the hardships of life in Kinshasa. You can imagine how difficult it is to have a group of 100 or more united every day to rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Martin, it sounds like a fascinating film. Unfortunately, I couldn't catch it during the IDFA, and the IDFA's now over, so no one else here who's listening at home who didn't see it can either. If people want to see this film, is it distributed? Is it possible to get it from the DVD store or something?
There will be a DVD, but the good thing, as far as I know, Paradiso, the distributor, acquired the rights for the Netherlands. So the film can be in theaters in Belgium and Netherlands soon. Unfortunately, I don't know about the exact times and what they plan, but after people really like the film at IDFA, and we get so many emails and requests like the one you just said.
Yep.
I'm optimistic that the film will be distributed in the Netherlands. There will certainly be a DVD, but only next year, so for
okay.
Christmas. And of course you can watch it in Germany. It's still in the theaters in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, and it's doing very well. We have no publicity. We don't have commercials or anything, but people seem to tell their friends and neighbors about the film, so numbers going actually up, which is pretty good for a documentary film and theatrical release.
Now, Martin, unfortunately, we've run out of time, so we're going to have to say goodbye to you now. But thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. I realize it's a little bit early. Well, maybe it's not early for you, but it always feels early for me.
It does. Same thing here.
Thank you
very much for calling, and thank you for your interest in Kinshasa Symphony. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, I wish you every success with the continuation of the film.
Thank you, and goodbye from Berlin.
Okay. Ciao, Martin.
Bye.
Ciao.
Martin Barr there with this film, Kinshasa Symphony. You can find information about the film on IMDb, like I said. And hopefully it's going to be distributed in the Netherlands, so that'll be playing in some cinemas soon. It's now 8:24 a.m., and it's time for our Beatrix Beats. Lucky Fons III, Amsterdam-based Tunesmith, is currently doing very well in the charts, and he's going to be on Matt's show on Thursday for an interview. This is his track, Ich Heb ein Meisje, and you can hear him live on Thursday on The English Breakfast.